Today, we dive into the latest in technology, covering breaking developments from Apple's major legal and product updates to Google's AI innovations, Microsoft's organizational changes, Samsung's upcoming devices and promotions, and the eclectic array of topics buzzing on Reddit. Next up in Apple news, Apple is pushing to revise the wording of a Chinese court ruling after winning an antitrust lawsuit. Specifically, the company is challenging the court's characterization of its dominant position and unfair pricing, highlighting ongoing international legal battles. On a brighter note, students, parents, and educators can benefit from Apple's back-to-school promotion, which offers a $150 Apple gift card with the purchase of a Mac or iPad, enhancing the value of educational investments. However, not all news is rosy, as Apple faces criticism for a lack of transparency regarding its AI training data. While the tech giant is set to publicly debut Apple Intelligence later this year, fans are calling for more openness. Despite these concerns, analysts like Dan Ives from Wedbush view Apple's increased collaboration with OpenAI as a smart strategic move in the AI arena. Moreover, this AI pact includes Apple getting an observer role on OpenAI's board, solidifying their partnership. In product development, Apple users are questioning the absence of an iOS app for Aegis and showing a willingness to pay for such functionality. On the hardware front, all four models of the upcoming iPhone 16 will sport the A18 chip, signaling an end to the practice of using older chips in base models. Enhancements are also coming to software with iOS 18, which will upgrade password management to improve user security and convenience. For students and professionals alike, guidance on choosing the right iCloud storage plan and updates to Apple's emulator policy for console games, which now excludes retro PC games, are essential reads. Gamers may be intrigued by the potential introduction of a new Apple TV Pro focused on console-level gaming, powered by the M4 chip. Adding to the excitement, the iPhone 16 will integrate the new A18 chip in 2024, and usability enhancements like double-tap gesture control will be available even on older Apple Watch models. For those interested in hardware comparisons, a detailed review between the new Apple M4 iPad Pro and the Samsung Galaxy Tab S9 Ultra covers all essential aspects from display to platform preferences. Finally, Apple continues to innovate with the introduction of a versatile magnetic charging cable featuring a built-in power reader for Apple devices and a host of expert-tested VPN services for iPhone and iPad in 2024. Apple keeps pushing the envelope while navigating the complexities of tech advancements and market demands. Keep listening for more updates on these developments. Next up in Google News, let's dive into some of the significant stories shaping the tech world. 1. YouTube's battle against AI-generated fake content. YouTube is ramping up efforts to protect users from AI-generated deepfakes and fake content. As AI tools facilitate the creation of misleading videos, concerns over authenticity and misinformation are growing. 2. Rate-limiting concerns in email newsletters. Google has implemented stricter rate limits on new domains to combat email spam, sparking worries about potential overreach and the impact on major players like Google and Microsoft. Nontra 3. Pixel 6 factory reset issues. Google is investigating reports of Pixel 6 phones getting bricked after factory resets. A fix is currently in the works. 4. Pixel 10's custom Tensor G5 SoC. The design of the Google Tensor G5 chip for the upcoming Pixel 10 is nearing completion at TSMC, marking a significant step in the phone's production process. 5. AI support and enhanced security in Google Workspace. Google Workspace is launching new AI-driven tools to aid educators and students, focusing on safety and advanced grading features. Additionally, Google is enabling end-to-end encryption, E2EE, for all messaging apps to enhance user privacy. 6. Stringent disclosure for election ads. Google has updated its disclosure requirements for election ads, asking advertisers to be more transparent about digitally altered content. 7. Environmental impact of AI. Google has reported a 48% increase in greenhouse gas emissions over the past 5 years, largely due to the energy-intensive demands of AI integration. This surge poses challenges to Google's net zero emission targets. 8. Proton's privacy-focused tools. Proton is stepping up as a viable alternative to Google Docs with its new encrypted documents editor, boosting privacy and security for users. Proton continues to challenge Google's dominance with its privacy-first approach, launching Proton Docs and Proton Drive, an open-source encrypted tool for secure document collaboration. 9. Google Find My Device Update. Google's Find My Device service has received major updates, improving its tracking and security features for a better user experience. Star 10. AI-powered search and potential user payments. Google is exploring the integration of AI into its search features with Google Gemini, with discussions about possibly introducing a user payment model for these advanced capabilities. 11. Pixel 9 and ultrasonic fingerprint sensors. The upcoming Google Pixel 9 series is rumored to feature an ultrasonic fingerprint sensor, promising to be faster and more reliable in addressing previous user complaints. Google Maps features on iOS. Google Maps has introduced a speedometer and speed limits feature on iPhone and CarPlay, enhancing navigation safety, features that have been available on Android since 2019. Stay tuned for more updates as we keep you informed on the latest developments in tech and beyond. Next up in Microsoft News, we've got a diverse array of updates today, starting with a significant issue that impacted gamers worldwide. Xbox Live experienced a major outage affecting account and profile features, making many games unplayable. Fortunately, the issue has since been resolved and Xbox Live is back online. In legal matters, Microsoft is set to pay $14.4 million to settle multiple discrimination and retaliation allegations brought by the California Civil Rights Department. This settlement underscores ongoing challenges at the tech giant regarding workplace equality and employee treatment. Meanwhile, Microsoft is cutting more Xbox jobs this week and has announced a fresh round of layoffs impacting product and program management roles, reflecting ongoing adjustments and company-wide restructuring. Additionally, Microsoft has closed all its physical stores in China, transitioning to online sales, a move possibly spurred by declining Surface sales. For deal seekers, you can find excellent offers on Microsoft Surface laptops and tablets starting from $523 and Microsoft Office for $25. A notable 4th of July sale extends software discounts like Windows 11, Windows 10, and more, starting at $13. There are also special deals, including a $23 upgrade to Windows 11 Pro and significant discounts on devices like the Surface Laptop and Surface Pro. In cybersecurity, there's a worrying trend where users face difficulties with Chrome browser hijackers and concerns over possible unauthorized management of their devices, urging vigilance and enhanced security measures. Tech enthusiasts will be pleased with the upgrades and visual changes to Microsoft Excel's web version, the introduction of AI capabilities in Windows 11 to enhance third-party apps, and Microsoft's AI voice cloning technology, capable of recreating voices with just a 3-second sample, which raises both excitement and concerns over potential misuse. Finally, tech giants, including Microsoft, have issued SEC warnings about AI's potential impact on business operations. Stay tuned for more as we continue to track these evolving stories. In Samsung news, the tech giant is set to introduce new dust resistance features for the Galaxy Z Fold 6 and Flip 6. Leaked full specs and features highlight long-awaited improvements. Meanwhile, exciting deals are cropping up, such as the 512GB Galaxy Z Flip 5 being offered for just $850 this July 4th. For those eager to enhance their devices, the latest Galaxy Z Fold 6 wallpapers are now available. Amidst mixed reports on the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus's release timeline in 2025, Samsung has celebrated a remarkable 13-fold increase in Q2 profits, largely propelled by AI-driven chip demand. This surge highlights Samsung's dominant position in the tech market as stock prices hit a 3-year high due to strong AI demand. Additionally, Samsung's Q2 operating profit soared 1,452% year-over-year to $7.54 billion, while revenue increased 23% to around $53.7 billion due to skyrocketing chip prices. Leaked images of the upcoming Galaxy Buds 3 Pro hint at a new design featuring LED strips and a fast pair feature, akin to Apple's AirPods. However, Samsung's latest leaks suggest that the Z Flip 6 will receive significant camera upgrades, while the Z Fold 6 will see only minor changes ahead of the Unpacked event on July 10th. Samsung is also rolling out the Exynos W1000 chip for the Galaxy Watch 7 and Ultra, boasting an impressive battery life of 2 to 3 days, which significantly outlasts the Apple Watch's 18-hour battery performance. The Galaxy Watch series is gearing up with rugged features for extreme sports. On the global stage, Samsung's innovative Galaxy Ring and wearables are capturing attention, with rumors buzzing about a high price for the new ring. Meanwhile, Samsung remains in the spotlight not only for its gadgets, but also due to an indefinite strike by its South Korean workers' union, demanding better pay and benefits, potentially impacting production lines. For tech enthusiasts looking for savings, there are incredible deals available on Samsung monitors, including 4K and ultra-wide options, and up to $400 off on the Galaxy Z Fold 5 before the next product launch. Additionally, there are pre-order discounts of up to $1,500 on new Samsung Galaxy devices through the latest promotions. Stay tuned as we approach Samsung's Unpacked event in Paris, where the company will unveil its latest foldable phones, wearables, and innovations in Galaxy AI technology. Don't miss the chance to grab incredible deals and pre-order discounts on Samsung's newest releases. Next up in Reddit news, we have a wide variety of interesting discussions and questions buzzing around Reddit today. Here's what you need to know. 1. Console error humor. Redditors are sharing their funniest console error messages, turning tech frustrations into laughs. 2. Linux Mint versus Debian for beginners, a detailed debate comparing these two popular Linux distributions with a focus on operational security, OPSEC, considerations. 3. U-Matrix browser settings. Users are wondering if enabling delete browser cookies and clear browser cache in U-Matrix will log them out of websites. 4. Erasing online personas. One user seeks advice on how to completely erase traces of their old online alias or persona. 5. Weather app project. A first-year CS student proudly showcases a weather app they've built using React and React Query. 6. Slowing down Wi-Fi for fun. Some Redditors are looking for ways to slow down Wi-Fi for other users without router access, just for amusement. 7. Python for hacking. There's a debate about whether Python is a suitable language for beginners interested in hacking and malware development. 8. Web development semantics. A question arose about using semantic HTML elements within React projects. 9. Authy on Windows. The community is discussing the safety of continuing to use Authy on Windows after the official app has been retired. 10. Tribute to Charlie. A heartfelt tribute to someone named Charlie has struck a chord with users. 11. Flip phone comeback. A user contemplates switching back to a flip phone from the early 2000s instead of a smartphone. 12. Ruby on Rails issue. A beginner in Ruby on Rails is having trouble with a template missing. Issue on home controller hat index. 13. Suspicious email concern. One user received a suspicious email from their lender, changed their email password but still worries about phone security. 14. Daunt login troubles. A user is experiencing login issues with Daunt after generating multiple keys and seeks community advice. 15. New community DarkSafe. Introducing the new community Arsh DarkSafe on Reddit. 16. State management tools. A user is seeking advice on state management tools for an app with limited pages and has experience with React Context and Redux. 17. Online tyranny. A Redditor shares their experience with tyranny in the online world. 18. React.js in WordPress plugin. Trouble displaying a React.js app in a WordPress plugin due to a missing menu after build. 19. React developer job prospects. A beginner in front-end development asks about job prospects with React skills. 20. Safe RAT application. There's a request for guidance on safe and non-spyware remote administration tools. 21. Phone number leaked. A woman's phone number was leaked, leading to random calls and a potential number change. 22. Glitchy tails issue. A user seeks help with glitchy tails on Reddit. 24. Imperative React code. Discussion about a heavy DOM manipulation component in React, mostly imperative with Node.jsx, spanning over 700 lines. 25. AI weaponization call. An urgent call to weaponize AI before government intervention sparks debate. 26. Native apps for privacy. Choosing native apps over web apps for better privacy becomes a hot topic. 27. DNA and social thumbprint. Discussion around the use of DNA and social thumbprints as unchangeable identifiers for tracking. 28. React Dev job advice. Users seek and offer advice on landing React developer jobs. 29. Next.js router debate. Debating between Next.js page router and app router for the future, with concerns about bugs and migration trends. 30. Rejects fuzzing. Lessons learned from fuzzing rejects libraries are shared in a detailed post. 31. React project chunk error. Users troubleshoot a chunk error after deployment in a React project hosted on an S3 bucket, requiring a hard reload to resolve. 32. Typed array to blob bug. A suspected browser update on Edge and Chrome is causing issues with large typed array blob creation. 33. Jasmine's positive post. Jasmine shares a heartwarming positive post, exploring user reactions. 34. Diploma QR code reverse engineering. An intriguing post about reverse engineering a diploma QR code. Spam prevention. Seeking advice on preventing live content recording on an OnlyFans account. 36. Public PGP key generation. Guidance requested on generating a public PGP key. 37. Spying concern. A user needs help after their ex hacked their phone, seeking ways to prevent spying or considering getting a new phone number. 38. Show off Saturday. Share cool JavaScript creations in the weekly Show Off Saturday thread. 39. React Project Live Sessions. Sam Apostel offers to review and improve React projects in live sessions, teaching best practices and standards. 40. Hiding rat in PDF image. Questions about embedding a rat in a PDF or image and the compatibility of rat codes on GitHub with all phones. 41. Luckiest gaming moments. Redditors share their luckiest gaming moments. 42. Gaming microphone recommendations. Seeking microphone recommendations for gaming around $100 after switching from a headset to a standalone mic. 43. Configurable navbar tabs in React.js. Looking for suggestions on making navbar tabs configurable in React.js. 44. Beginner's calculator project. A user needs help with displaying numbers on a beginner's calculator project. 45. Tracing harasser. Seeking alternative methods to trace a harasser who left a vulgar voicemail for their child but blocked their number. 46. iPad mini password bypass. Asking for help to bypass the password on an iPad mini 2 to access old data. React use effect scenarios. Discussion on avoiding use effect when state can be updated by both user interaction and external sources. 49. Speaker intercom hijacking. Looking for advice on hijacking speaker intercom systems for beginners. 50. Router privacy features. Exploring privacy and security features in new routers, specifically regarding IP address switching to prevent tracking. This diverse collection of topics shows the breadth of interest in the Reddit community, from practical tech advice to more whimsical discussions. Stay tuned as these threads evolve. 23. Andreoser quits their job after a production mishap in a Kubernetes namespace. 48. Privacy during international travel. Seeking tips to protect privacy during an international trip due to concerns about phone searches. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to mark your calendars for our next exciting technology episode happening weekly. See you then.